The words that Nephi wrote became part of the Book of Mormon.
They come in their droves from around the world, converging on the town of Palmyra to witness a Mormon spectacle taking place way off Broadway. There's a 10-level stage, a burning at the stake, and cast members descending on wires. And each year, this spectacle brings with it a shot in the arm for the local economy.
We welcome them with open arms. We depend on the tourists in the tourist season at this time of the year.
Local business owner Joanna Lee says her business doubles during pageant season, and at local restaurant The Chill and Grill, the story's no different. Morgan, a shift manager at this ice cream and burger house, says there are lines out the door almost every day at this time of year.
It's definitely the busiest time of the year. So we get people from Texas, we had people from France the other day come in. So it's kind of cool to, you know, see everybody from around the world come trekking into Chill and Grill, which is, you know, it's a small town.
This boost to the local economy isn't confined to Palmyra. According to Executive Officer of the Religious Research Association, Dr. Bill Swatos, religious pilgrimage plays a role in sustaining many small communities across the US. Swatos says sacred sites and economic growth have gone hand in hand for centuries.
There's always an economic element to pilgrimage, just as there is with tourism, but the religious aspect just simply differentiates, one might want to say, the kind of ism.
Where religious travel and tourism tend to differ, he says, is when the economy turns sour.
In tough times, you're more likely to see the pilgrimage sustained than you are the touristic, purely touristic kind of travel.
Throughout the recession, this was proven repeatedly in Palmyra, as people flocked to the hill where it said an angel led Joseph Smith to discover the Book of Mormon almost 200 years ago. The pageant still attracted thousands, and just down the road, visitors still frequented Joseph Smith's farm. And Swato says as long as people are continuing to make the journey, they'll come with money in their pockets.
They still carry on their real lives while they're on pilgrimage by going shopping, by eating out, by, you know, various kinds of participation in the life of the community.
Profits spill out into the broader community too. For the past 22 years, four service clubs from Western New York have run the concession stand for audiences at the Hill Cumorah pageant. Susan Johnson, secretary to the local Lions Club, says 100% of their financing for the year comes from this single event.
Without it, I don't know what we could do, because it's hard. There's so many groups that have fundraisers, it's hard to think of something new to raise that kind of money.
The Hill Cumorah pageant closes this weekend with the last performance Saturday night. But as it has each year since 1937, the show is set to go on again in 2014.